Psalm 119, and we are looking, starting at verse 65, going to verse 72. Once again, the whole psalm is in an eightfold, an octuple sort of way, where each of the verses in each section starts with the same letter in alphabetical order. So every letter, every beginning letter in this section here begins with the letter Tet, which sometimes has the sound T and sometimes TH. The psalmist wrote, began at verse 65 of Psalm 119, "You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It has been good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." Now, what was the psalmist thinking about? What memories lay behind these words? Well, we don't know, of course. But in this section here, we are seeing the comfort of God's word in all kinds of affliction. We see here, for example, affliction that comes from those who are proud and have said lies about the psalmist. We see people here who are so taken up with the prosperity of this world. They have lots of stuff. They have lots of food. They have lots of leisure. So that they're described as having hearts fat like grease. Imagine, children, if you went to a doctor and he would, well, imagine being a doctor and you're doing a surgery on somebody and you open up your chest, I'm getting my words all mangled up here. You open up their chest and here, instead of a fleshy heart beating, here is this quivering blob of butter or something of the sort. Yuck. Now, it's not literally the case, but they are just full of fatness because they've got so much food. It's in contrast to many people of that day, many people in our day in many parts of the world who don't have enough to eat. And these rich ones, they have thousands of coins of gold and silver, all or maybe much of what they could desire. And what poorer people would think, oh, if I had that much money, I'd never want for more. Not imagining that no matter how much you have, if you're not contented in Jesus Christ, you're always wanting a little more. Well, the psalmist, by God's grace, has come to see that his sufficiency is in the Word of God and in the God of that Word. Though he has experienced all kinds of affliction, the ones we mention here, and others besides, he can say with perfect truth in his heart, this is his attitude, "You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word." According to his word, according to his promise, according to all he has said, God has fulfilled his promises. Yes, even in the afflictions, even through the afflictions, as we'll see just in a moment. Because God has been this way to him, because God has dealt well, and he's done it according to his word, the psalmist can then, with complete confidence, say, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge." He knows he's gotten this already from his God, from Jehovah, the covenant God. Therefore, confident, confidently he can pray for more because he believes those commandments. Now, I said in a moment, we'd look at how he was blessed through his afflictions. And we see that right here in verse 67 and down at near the bottom in verse 71. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, just like these others who have power, who have food, who have money. They've gone astray. They've got butter here, not a living heart, not a new heart, right? Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. God used the afflictions to hem him in, to keep him from going off a cliff to the left or smacking into a wall on the right, we might say. Kept him hemmed in. Those fences maybe were splintery. Those fences maybe had intentional nail heads sticking out to prick at him when he tried to go past them. Though they hurt and though they were real afflictions, they kept him on the right path, the way, as John Bunyan would say, to the celestial city. Kept him from going off into, say, Bypath Meadow. So, it's because of this he's able to say with entire confidence again that God is good, not evil. God knows what he's doing. He's not foolish. He's not unmindful. He's not uncaring. You are good and you do good. Therefore, teach me your statutes. Now, we've already looked at the proud, but despite the lies, he keeps God's word. In fact, with his whole heart. In contrast to his own heart, there's the butter heart of the wicked that we were just looking at. He delights in God's law, not in plenty of food, you see. And so this is where he gets back to saying, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. And because I've learned them, because I see them, because I know you now, and you are my great hope and my great joy in Jesus Christ, therefore, gold and silver that the world values so much isn't a big deal for me. The godly say this. They may find themselves with not much according to the world's goods, but if they have the riches of grace in Jesus Christ, they are content. And I think some of us know this from experience. Or if God in his providence should give abundance of this world's wealth to the godly, they know to hold to it lightly and to seek to use it not for their own pleasure and power and for their own glory. They know to use it because it is ultimately God's, for his glory, to be spending it for the sake of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So, some of us remember Mel and Geneva Rutherford. I was saying that last week, that portion there was a favorite of Mel's, this portion too. He had been born into and lived much of his early life in deep poverty and had a terrible stutter. He had affliction plenty. But God brought him through all that to a wonderful, beautiful godliness in so many ways. He knew these verses in the heart. May we too, in the affliction that we have, continue to look to our covenant God in Jesus Christ and trust in the midst of affliction that God is using them to keep us from straying and to make us to learn his statutes. So let's sing from this portion now in our psalm books. It doesn't start with a T, it starts with an I. Psalm 119, I.